This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Rock stars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Joining me, I have Melinda Fox. She is the co-founder and CEO of Tangi. Thanks for stopping by.
Glad to be here.
So if you could start out by telling us an overview of your entrepreneurial journey and what Tangi is.
Great. I'll start with Tangi. We are the first mobile ticketing app connecting audiences to women-centric film, TV, and online content. So you can think of us as a feminist Fandango, if you will.
Love it.
And my journey as a founder with Tangi really started out from being a fan and an audience member. I am a super consumer. I like to say that I was a latchkey kid raised by my television. So I take my fandom seriously. I am very loyal to my shows. And over the last 5 or 6 years, as there have been more streaming services and more channels, trying to find content where I could see more of myself or different types of women became really difficult. So I would do all this due diligence, looking at industry magazines, as well as some of my feminist magazines and pop culture magazines, and started to keep this database. And what happened was when my friends had time off, they'd say, "Hey, I have a couple days off. I want to binge. Where should I find something and how do I watch it?" And so I was providing this service to my girlfriends and friends anyhow. And then I just decided to take it the next step.
So fun.
Yeah.
So how would you define an entrepreneur and what have you learned that it takes to be a successful entrepreneur?
Yeah, well, I think I've been an entrepreneur all my life, to be honest. I mean, even when I was little, I would find ways to, you know, have a little business or charge folks for something or, you know, engage others in building something. And I think that that's part of, you know, the career that I've had. I am a first generation college student, which also requires you to be very entrepreneurial to get through that. And I've started student organizations. I've started political organizations. And I think it's just always been something that's been very natural for me. I've always created programs within other companies or nonprofits that I worked at to kind of like brand myself or go a little bit outside of the box. And so I've always had that entrepreneurial streak. So it was high time for me to actually take the leap and do it for myself.
There are always signs of the entrepreneurial spirit. Often it starts young with a lemonade stand. Or to your point, often when you're working for somebody else, you're the one that wants to think outside the box or start a new project. So definitely the signs are there. Tell me a little bit about your work history leading up to starting your business and kind of how you made that transition from working for somebody else to being an entrepreneur.
Originally, I went to culinary school and it made perfect sense because I've been working since I was a teenager. And the hospitality and restaurant industry is where a lot of us, you know, have our first jobs. So it was very natural for me to, you know, find a degree to go for. And at the time, it, you know, was really kind of a male dominated field. And I went to the best culinary school in the country, the CIA in New York Culinary Institute. From there, that just kind of, you know, trains you with a sense of urgency and a work ethic and hard work and customer service and all the things that I enjoy about being an entrepreneur really, you know, were embodied in that experience as well. And when I came out, I actually went into what they call the front of the house. I went to work for a big hotel. And managed, you know, the food service operation in a 500 room hotel. And it was a major learning experience. I mean, you could go from zero rooms filled to full occupancy within a matter of an hour or so. And you have to be on point, and you're working with all kinds of people, you know, in the back of the house and front facing. So that's where I really kind of honed my career. What happens, though, with a lot of us that actually come in through food service, you get a little isolated. You're off on Monday nights, or you're always working on the holidays, so you don't get to be as social. And eventually that morphed into me working, you know, contract work at big companies, managing their food service operations that were tens of millions of dollars, so that I could get to kind of a Monday through Friday schedule. And at that point, I decided, as a non-traditional older student, to marry a green hair punk rock drummer with no job, adopt a dog and two cats, and go back to school full time. So it was a big life change, but it was amazing. And I think when I came out, I was a grassroots organizer for a couple of different social justice movements. And I was recruited by an organization to come work in DC. And what's funny about that is that I had a science degree, and they said, well, we've got two positions open. We want to move you up. We want you to come work for us. You could be a staff biologist, or you could be our major gifts officer. And I definitely didn't see myself being the staff biologist, so I took the major gifts, not knowing what it was. But it's really closing large size donations in order to build capacity and resources for nonprofits. And I immediately just started a new track in fundraising. You don't grow up saying, I can't wait to be a fundraiser. You kind of, it kind of chooses you if you can internalize a mission, as well as have the audacity and the courage to ask for money.
Yeah, so you gained a lot of important skills when you were working for other companies. But once you make that leap, it's obviously different and comes with a whole new set of challenges. What were some of those challenges when you first went out on your own?
I'd say, you know, I'm a social person, and I'm used to working on big teams. I'm also, I've always been one of those people that, you know, could morph into other teams or collaborate. I'm used to collaborating with a lot of different people. So I think, you know, being a little bit isolated in the early days was the biggest struggle. You don't really realize how much of it you have to like knuckle down and do yourself. So you kind of have to be an expert at being a generalist. So that was really hard to adapt to. And you know, you, as you move on, you realize you have to have survival skills that actually help you, you know, work through that. I think that was one of the biggest challenges. The other challenge is, being a woman in startup culture can be challenging at times, with people's idea about you, or this kind of inherent, unconscious, most of the time, bias that it's a bit of a risk, you know, being a woman entrepreneur or investing in a woman entrepreneur or a woman-led team, which I think is absolutely a complete falsehood. And I think, you know, the women that are getting investments are proving that time and time again. We typically see a faster exit or higher ROI. And certainly we've built amazing companies before. So that was a challenge.
How do you combat that challenge personally?
With the unconscious bias or the overt bias?
Yeah.
So I think you need a lot of skills to actually move beyond that. One is building an incredible network around you of other female entrepreneurs, preferably if they're doing something very different from you. Once you start sharing your experiences in a safe space, you realize you're not alone. You also can give someone a heads up about your experience if they're going to, you know, the same investor or the same VC company. Also just, you know, being able to share it without, you know, more repercussions, things that aren't in your control, is really important. So I would say having a strong network of other founders, particularly female founders, has been a vital lifeline.
What does a typical week look like for you, if there is a typical week?
It looks like Well, this is a very typical week. So sometimes I'm doing press or earned media or an interview. I've got a couple big meetings tomorrow with potential partners, working in the space, but not doing what I'm doing. It's doing a lot of research and keeping your eye on pop culture. So I work on media and women in media. So, you know, I was online last night and paying attention to the Emmys, and, you know, there's a lot of new shows that are being greenlit and whatnot. So making sure I'm keeping my finger on the pulse, doing our social media, trying to set up meetings with investors while I'm here. We also are building part of our product for an upcoming film festival. So I'm making sure that that gets submitted on time. So it's really a little bit of everything. And also making sure that I'm communicating with my partners effectively because we work in different cities.
Do you get to squeeze in any time for fun? I mean, obviously what you're doing is fun for you, but any non-work fun?
Yeah. So it's always amazing to come to LA. So if I can, I'm going to sneak in an exhibit at one of the museums just to kind of feed my soul. Mm-hmm. And I always like to take some long walks wherever I'm staying. So I've already done that this morning.
Awesome. Very cool. We're going to talk more about building the business when we come back. We're going to take a short break. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars. What you need to know before quitting your day job to follow your dreams. I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. Before you say goodbye to your current job, here are some things you need to know. Number one, discover your purpose. Finding out what you want in a job can help you stay focused in your new career and avoid coming across similar situations that made you dislike your previous job. New job, same problems. You want to avoid this. Number two, how you quit your job matters. Most likely, your current boss will still have a role to play in your future employment opportunities. Employers now prefer to get on the phone with your references. Last and most importantly, you still need to be professional until you hand in your resignation letter. The way you perform at your current job will determine how your current boss will speak about you to their colleagues. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Now, a new generation of Americans is asking if the media are doing enough for our country. And that's why millions are tuning into Newsmax TV, America's fastest growing conservative news channel, already in 50 million homes. Go to Newsmax TV. It's real news for real people. Every minute, every day. Newsmax TV on DirecTV 349, Dish 216, UVerse 1220, and Fios 615.
Follow the world's best golfers at the 82nd Masters Tournament, April 2nd through the 8th, on the tournament's official website, masters.com. Log on all week long to experience a tradition unlike any other, and follow the Masters on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Masters.com offers live, full-screen HD video coverage, including the Par 3 contest, plus real-time scoring, up-to-the-minute tournament news, and more. Masters.com, your official online source for the 2000s.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself. But come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than half a million small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
The biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. Welcome back to Business Rockstars, where I'm continuing my conversation with the CEO and co-founder of Tangi. So I know you talked a little bit about where the idea came from before, but if you could expand upon starting Tangi and the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, so my last full-time gig was working for my first startup. So I came in to do business development for the world's largest online social platform, change.org. And that's where I learned about mobile. That's where I learned about converting folks to take an action, you know, online, but bringing it to an offline component as well, and kind of galvanizing movements, even if they're starting in a small area or something very specific. And one of the cool things that happened while I was there, aside from being one of the early people on the ground, was the notion of pivoting very quickly. We would do something and it wouldn't work, and we would just change what we were doing, and nobody got shingles. Nobody lost their minds. It wasn't an existential crisis. We just moved on. Now in business development, that makes things hard because you're trying to figure out how to monetize something, but also, you know, service current clients. So that can become a challenge. But I think really for me, that was a pivotal moment, watching how someone could take something that they were doing that maybe wasn't working and just move on, or use research or what we had to pull from data to tell us what we should be doing more of. And for me, that was a game changer. The other thing was that the power of mobile is really fascinating to me. So knowing that, you know, the majority of smartphone owners were women, that's our main device, that there are 130 million smartphones in the U.S. alone, and that it's our number one purchasing pathway, so an idea started to galvanize there. So for me, having one option to go to the movies or to find content, and there's really only one app out there that's doing that right now, made sense for me to see, to take my idea and see if it had legs, and also really to add that authenticity, you know, when folks are looking to market towards women in particular, and again, Tangi's for everyone. We say, you know, for women and also for socially conscious allies, we're not a monolith, right? So putting something in pink or putting a flower on it and charging us more for it just isn't going to fly anymore. I think people are very suspicious about what they call pinkwashing. So it was really important for me to be an authentic curator of the content that we were drawing in. So Tangi only amplifies content written by women, directed by women, produced by women, and with women at the center of the story. So it could be a mix of those things, but it has to pass the majority of that litmus test. So there could be an amazing male director that I'm a fan of, but the story centered around women, a prime example would be Bridesmaids, that would absolutely come into the app.
Awesome. So you're in the process of securing seed funding.
Yes.
Tell me about how that's going, maybe any lessons you've learned along the way.
So the first year, we bootstrapped. So I'm the only one that works full-time and doesn't do anything else. I have a couple little tiny gigs that I do just for what I like to call self-care. You know, you still like a nice spa treatment every now and again and, you know, a nice bottle of wine here and there. So I actually do social media for a very well-known actress who's an Academy Award winner and whatnot.
Awesome.
So I do that on the side. Yeah, and it's great. And also, she is making her directorial debut at age 85.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm a huge fan of hers, but also she likes to say that I'm, you know, bringing her more into pop culture and into the digital age.
Oh,
so that's been amazing for me. So so I've been bootstrapping for about a year and a half, and all of the co-founders, and there's four of us, we have a CTO, someone who works specifically on the tech, mainly on the back end and in the middle part of the tech. I oversee a lot of the UX and the front end design. We also have an amazing duo, two women out of New York who are award-winning producers, who have their own production company, but they also have full-time day jobs. So I'm the only one that's doing the main fundraising and keeping the momentum going on Tangi. And they're all working on partnerships and on the back end of the technology. And raising money in the earliest phase, so they call it pre-seed or seed, depends on who you're talking to, is really difficult. It's really difficult for anybody. It's really difficult if you're a woman. It's difficult if you're a woman in tech. And it's certainly difficult if you're all of those things advocating for, you know, film equality and parity on screens and behind the camera. So the short answer is it's tough. It's hard. I do everything from make personal asks. I've done some friends and family raising. I've done two small rounds of crowdfunding. I've invested my own money and the majority of my savings. And I've also applied for grants. We're a social purpose company, so I can actually take money from pretty much anywhere. And so I've applied to accelerators and for short, you know, immersive grants, you know, very time sensitive small grants and things like that. But I'm in the middle of raising the big money, so I'm on the hustle.
Tell me a little bit more about your team. You touched on your co-founders. Maybe tell me a little bit more about them. I know you work with some independent contractors. Mm-hmm. Who are they and what are you really looking for when you're partnering with someone?
Well, that's a great question. And I would say that this has to be a big takeaway for anybody engaging in starting a business. First of all, solo entrepreneurs, you know, they're rare. They're like mini baby unicorns. Usually folks, especially people that want to invest in seed or VCs, they actually want to see a team, and they want to see that there's, you know, a wide swath of skill set that's represented on that, co-founding team. So, and also it's very lonely to be a solo entrepreneur. So, having a strong team and someone that you get along with really well is very important, but they can't be just like you. It helps if they're a little bit different, and they bring something else to the table. So I'm the CEO. So I'm the generalist. I'm the visionary. I'm the strategist. I'm the day-to-day. I'm the admin. I'm the one kind of setting the tone and the energy and the messaging around the entire company. Then we have a CTO who is a very, very skilled technician who's worked for very large, three of the largest tech companies in the world, actually, global companies. And that's important too, because having a technical co-founder, if you're launching something that's technical, is huge. And then we have these producers who are in New York City. These are two baller women that have amazing street cred in part of the industry that I don't. So I'm building this as a fan and audience member and a consumer and an activist.
Awesome. That's such a great story, because definitely I've heard that same sentiment echoed of, it's good to have a co-founders, not to say that the alternative is impossible. It's just the anomaly.
Yes.
And sometimes it's difficult to find the right co-founders, but it's you true. Really tapped into your network to help you find those correct
absolutely.
Co-founders. So very cool. Love what you're doing. Thank you so much for stopping by and sharing your journey with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity. And I hope everyone will check out Tangi.
Absolutely. We are the biggest entrepreneur platform on the planet. This is Business Rockstars.
How healthy are your gums? Research shows that harmful bacteria and plaque that lurk below the gum line can have a bigger impact than you might think. So how can we take better care of it? Dental hygienist and Crest and Oral-B Smile Council member Deborah Carrier tells us.
Especially as you get older, you're more and more prone to gum disease. The beauty of it is gum disease is reversible. It's not that hard to take care of if you catch it early. And just by having good habits with brushing and flossing and using the tools that we have available now, such as this new Crest Gum Detoxify, it has a specially formulated activated foaming ingredient that allows the toothpaste to get underneath your gums, and this foaming agent helps to neutralize.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. Choosing the right mortgage lender involves much more than just a rate. Quicken Loans has earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. No one else has anything like it. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Equal housing lender, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Terry Wilson is joining us. She's the CEO of I Done This.
Good afternoon.
It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you very much.
So your company, I Done This, what do you guys do?
So I Done This is a very simple tool. It's really asking what you've accomplished every day, hence the name, I Done This. You also get to set your goals for each day and then any blockers. And so if you need to draw that to the attention of the team, you can do that by setting a blocker. And it's based off of the Harvard Business Study by Teresa Ambel, who talks about the progress principle. Getting something done every day really creates intrinsic motivation, and that's what you want your employees to feel when they're in the office or wherever they're working, as we have a lot of remote customers.
So you have basically metrics and analytics around the fact that you can say, hey, look, can we talk about the clients you said they're using this?
Yes. Okay,
you said like Uber has like 200 people. And so if they're using this, then they can check in and they can show all the stuff that they're done. So at the end of the day, you're developing metrics as more and more companies start using this to be able to show them, here's how a team of 200 people were more effective, more motivated, more efficient, got more done, and how it compounds. You can actually track that.
Well, so that's something that we're looking with a data scientist to really build. It's going to be more forward focused, where we're hoping to be able to say when projects are going off track and when they're going on track. I've heard that 50% of any timeline you set for a project, the first 50% is wasted. And that is, you know, it just, there's not that rush there. There's not that deadline. And this is something where you're able to share what you get done. There's accountability within your team, as well as personal accountability for saying, this is what I set my goals at the beginning of the day. If you use I Done This like that, and you're able to stay on track and really focus and not get drawn into the emails and the meetings and the phone calls that happen in everyone's life.
Okay, awesome. And the future of your company looks like what? Where is this headed?
So that is the future. Right now, we are just tracking it. And as we have over 200,000 people who've signed up over the last 6 years, we are able to start doing metadata and be able to find out who are the successful people, what are they doing every single day, and how do we encourage them to do that more and more?
Fantastic. And what made you ultimately want to create this? Was something in your life where you were like, I'm just not managing my time well enough, and you created your own little kind of chart to manage your time? What was it like?
So I actually am not the original founder. I came in at the end of 2015 when the original founder, who actually started it to lose weight, wanted to just make sure that he worked out every single day. And that was the overall goal. For me, 2016, we launched a new product. So I Done This 2.0. We set up a new office in Vegas. I got married. I move across the Atlantic. Lots of things happening. And so for, you know, my personal drive for productivity is driven by wanting to do more and more professionally as well as personally.
Okay, awesome. Take me to the journey. We talked about this, right? I want to go back to the beginning, because I always love to hear people's stories. If like from day one as a kid, I had a lemonade stand and I always wanted to be self-employed and own a business, be an entrepreneur. What were you like?
So my father was a small business owner. So I actually did not want to be an entrepreneur whatsoever. I wanted to be as far away as possible because I saw you're always on. You're always thinking about that.
Yeah. And then it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Well, it can be. But then once I graduated college, I ended up going into Peace Corps. And so I was in West Africa and I really saw, you know, there are things that you can do that matter every single day. And the people you're doing that with is the most important. And so when I came back, I did found my first startup, Exceptional Cloud Services. And I found that as an entrepreneur, you're able to control what you're doing and bring a work environment where other people want to spend the most of their life, working together. So that's really what it is for me, is creating a team that is happy and productive and keeping everyone accountable.
Well, how do you create the great team? Like, where are you finding these people? Because I think that's something that a lot of entrepreneurs talk about on the show is, you know, it's either hard to find talent, or if you do find them, it's hard to keep them. So how are you doing that?
So there's a lot of different ways. I mean, you always, you know, we have started where you just find people off of ads, Craigslist ads, and you have to screen a lot and that moves forward. And then you also just develop networks. And, you know, I've been spending a lot of time in the Bay Area. There's a lot there. We, in our office in Las Vegas, we actually find that there's already an existing mentality of customer service and the customer is already right. And so we can teach the SaaS side, but I think the personality and the cultural fit is the thing that is most priority as we go through the interview process.
So many people have their locations in Vegas, I feel like. Why did you choose Vegas as the location?
Because, you know, I love the Bay Area, but where we find is the sales and marketing really can be done anywhere in the world. And Las Vegas is one of those places that there's a hub. We are a remote team. So we have a presence in San Francisco, in Las Vegas, in Japan, and in New Zealand. And if there's 41 million visitors a year to Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. And so everyone could kind of come in for our team huddles and get together. And then you can have a bit of fun in the city as well.
I was going to say, yeah, and you can have a little fun and gamble, go see a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've got CEO of I Done This, Terry Wilson, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. And I want to talk about, what do you feel like is a habit or a ritual that you've developed in your life that has either helped serve you personally or professionally?
So one thing that I think actually crosses both sides is I have an I Done This setup with a friend of mine where we track every day three things that we're thankful for. It might sound very simple and, you know, little yogi or something like that, but I find that it could be a teammate who's created something really strong. Or it could be something that I'm thankful that I was able to fit in an hour of rock climbing today. And it's just looking back, reflecting, and appreciating everything that we have.
What are you doing on social media? I feel like this is something that can be outsourced.
So that's something we definitely have in-source. So content marketing has been our most successful channel. And so to be able to have content marketing reach the right people who are relevant, then we need to make sure that aligns very closely with our social media.
So are you doing targeted ads?
We do targeted ads.
Okay.
And that's because we, you know, retargeting is something that we find big on our blog. We have, you know, people come and spend 15 minutes reading our blog posts. These are meaty concepts that people are finding very interesting years after we publish them. And so we know if you're interested in becoming a better manager, if you're interested in team communication, ultimately, I Done This is something that can help you do both.
Okay. And what are the types of things that really move the needle for you guys? Are you doing video? Because that's the big trend right now. Everybody's putting content on video. And if you're not, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity. What's working for you guys? Is it getting featured in articles like, you know, Fast Company, Huffington Post, Wall Street Journal? Or is it just creating content on your own blog?
So we've largely focused on content on our own blog. Haven't hopped on the video train yet. I'd like to see more metrics and, you know, longevity and sustainability. Being a 6-year-old startup means that we're not always the trendiest, but we're all about sustainability and growth and being able to continue to serve our existing customers. One thing that we find is we write blog posts that come directly from conversations with our customers. So we want to know what their current pains are, what their current concerns are, and then we're able to reach more customers or potential customers who share those concerns.
Well, talking about concerns, I want to shift and talk about adversity for a little bit here. Mm-hmm. People relate a lot more to failures than they do success. So what was a season of adversity? You said you've been in business for 6 years now with this company.
Mm-hmm.
Could have been something in your personal life. It doesn't matter. What was a season of adversity that you overcame and ultimately, you know, found a gift in? Because I feel like most people that come on the show, something terrible happened in their life or in their business, but they found a gift in it, and it's something that serves them now today.
Well, I can think of top of mind was something that just happened in 2016, most recent, is we launched a brand new I Done This 2.0. And this is something looking at much larger organizations, you know, Twitter and Airbnb, you know, 100-plus seats, whereas our average is a little bit smaller, around 10 team members. And we took away some of the features that had been built into I Done This 1.0 after 5 years. And we made, kind of pulled the Band-Aid off real quick and moved everyone over. And we got very vocal customers. You know, all year long, you're asking, you know, please make some time to talk to me and give me feedback. And now all of a sudden we have more feedback than we can handle. Yeah. But those conversations mean that we're at a better spot than we were before.
I want to actually shift gears on a question here. It's the last one on this topic is price points. You guys said your price point is between, name the prices again, $12.50?
$12.50 up to $45 per seat.
Okay. Did you guys test those price points?
So we've tested those. I hate even putting that on the record because we are always testing. Yeah. We think we add a lot of value for each team member, and we want to make sure that that gives us a sustainable way. So we're
able. I thought it was cheap.
Thank you. Great.
I thought that was very affordable. Like if you can, especially if you can just be even a little bit more productive or motivated, then $12 to $45 a month is nothing. If you can't quantify that as a return, then you probably shouldn't use the service. But it's such a low price point. That's why I was shocked.
Well, so what we find is that we actually have a calculator where you're comparing it with your salary for your average teammate. And if you make them that, you know, fraction of a percentage more productive, then it pays for itself. I had a customer once who said he knows in the first month of when he purchased I'd Done This, that payback was already done in the first week.
Oh, of course.
And so it was gravy after that. Mm. And it's, you know, invaluable. And so it's really getting the adoption, making the having the team use it every day so they can see their own personal progress. And it allows the manager to not be the bad guy and asking, hey, what have you done today? What have you done today? Once they intrinsically become motivated, then that is ultimately going to be the most successful.
Which is a good point, because no manager wants to be the one that's like constantly looking over somebody's shoulder, reminding them. And then it makes the kind of the team morale, I think, overall a lot better. So somebody says, I've done this. I want to check it out a little bit more. It's only $12.50 a base. Where can they go and check this out?
idonethis.com. So you can find everything you need there. You can chat with us right there. So we're there to help.
I'm shocked that domain was available. It seems like somebody probably would have taken that. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Terry.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate you. I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, and we connect a community of entrepreneurs. If you'd like to be a part of it, you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, or online at businessrockstars.com.
Investing in yourself as an entrepreneur is one of the best things you can do. Here's a few ways to keep making investments in yourself, even if you're an overwhelmed entrepreneur. I'm Alex Worley with a Business Rockstars Minute. Number one, go back to school. School itself can provide new connections and spark creativity. Finishing a degree or starting a new one can make a big difference. Plus, just about every school has a part-time program. Number two, physical health. If your ability to work is the most essential thing to your business success, it makes no sense to risk it. Staying healthy is basically an investment in your business. Number three, networking. Most people view networking as an opportunity to advance their business, which it is, but it's also just as important in building personal connections. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Is important. People are what make your business work. But how do you find the right talent? ZipRecruiter makes it simple. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just dial *ZIP, and when prompted, say talk. That's *ZIP, keyword talk. *ZIP, keyword talk.
Scuba diving is an activity for all ages. However, immersion alone can be a stressor on the heart and circulatory system. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you how to stay heart healthy as you dive next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN. Your Dive Safety Association.
Nearly one-third of diving fatalities are associated with an acute cardiac event. Maintain your healthy heart with proper diet and exercise, monitoring your blood pressure, glucose, and cholesterol levels, and adhering to any treatment measures prescribed by your physician is crucial, even if you've had an event like myself. After some time and clearance from a physician, you can still safely dive. Dive into dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I'm Alex Worley, and here to help us answer that question, my guest, Sean Connect, co-founder of Pride Bites. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So you have a super top secret process for automating your sales. Tell me
exactly.
All about it.
Super top secret.
Not secret anymore. Yeah.
So what we've done at Pride Bites is we've kind of eliminated cold calling, and we kind of automated our cold emailing process using email sequences. So what we do, we use our email platform, which we use HubSpot, but there's many out there that you can choose from. I'm sure you're the one that you're using has this process. What we do is we create a five email sequence. So it's five separate emails, but they go hand in hand with each other. So the first one would be introducing yourself, your product, and what you're selling. Then the other follow-up, the other four follow-ups are kind of, hey, I haven't heard back from you. This is what we're like, kind of, and then reselling your product. And the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one are kind of similar to that. So you're always following up. And the only time that those cold calls or cold buyers would get this email is if they didn't respond to the first one.
So once they respond, you take them out of the email list.
Exactly.
That's automated.
Technically, it's automated. So I don't have to. So once I enter them into this sequence, what we call email sequencing, I send one email to you per se. And then you get it today. Say you don't respond. 1 week later, you'll get email two.
So each email sent once a week until they respond.
Yeah, and you can set it. You can send it once a day or every day, every week, every five, however you want.
But it works well for you to do once a week.
Every 7 to 10 days is kind of my sweet spot.
Yeah, because there's a fine balance between being too naggy, but then also letting too much time go on where they forget about you.
Yeah, my personal motto, professional persistence. So if you're following up and being persistent in a professional manner, no one's going to get mad at you. Obviously, there's the outliers where people will be like, stop emailing me, but those are few and far between.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, the copy is where it really, really can solidify whether or not you're being professional or maybe too much. So give me an example of some of the verbiage that you use to be professionally persistent.
So on the email 2, 3, and 4, we do something as... I know I apologize for the consecutive emails or the second and third and fourth emails of the follow-ups are I apologize for sending you multiple emails, but I have something that might be really interesting to you, or I just need 5 minutes of your time. And these are all short and sweet emails. You never...
Very short,
150
sweet,
words or less. I would suggest try to have a call to action, whether it's schedule a meeting with me, and include a scheduling link. So all they need to do is click the link, all your calendars there. They click it and they're done. No, and that'll also reduce the back and forth.
Make
hey, are you available
easy.
At 1 p.m.? No,
yeah.
But how about 3? How about tomorrow?
And get to the bottom line. Like, what is it that you want? Say that in a obviously professional, kind, gentle way, but be clear.
Yeah, and then I would say on the last email, email 5, I would say, okay, clearly this isn't working with us. Please let me know why, so I can be better at my job. Is the timing not right? Do you want me to follow up with you in 6 months? Are you not interested in our product altogether? Do you hate me? You know, like, you obviously make
circle
it fun.
Circle one.
Make it fun, obviously, because, I mean, at the end of the day, you want to connect with this person.
Yeah, if you can make them laugh a little bit, that's always a good thing.
Yeah, so once someone does respond, whether it's after email 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, they get automatically taken out of the email sequence, so they won't get any automated emails. And then the email in your inbox is going to be a warm lead.
Yeah, as soon as that they respond, whether it's after the first, second, third, fourth, whatever it is.
You know they're interested.
Yeah.
Which is half the battle. So instead of sifting through a bunch of cold emails and cold calls where you know they're not interested, you're only answering warm leads, per se.
Yeah.
And that's when you kind of schedule the phone call to get down to the bottom line of, okay, so how can we work together?
So how do you first come up with this list? Just the old-fashioned Google way? I guess that's not old-fashioned, you know, obviously the best way nowadays.
There's multiple ways to prospect these days. Obviously, at the end of the day, to get the most quality leads, doing your homework, doing the actual research will by far be the most efficient way. Mm-hmm. But it is a little bit more time-consuming. Actually prospecting, whether it's Google or now with social media being so popular, finding people on social media, and because their contact is usually there.
Yeah. So anywhere you can find their email address, the goal is just to make a list of all the local stores.
Yeah.
Find the person who's buying, find their email address, add them to the automation system.
Exactly. Google, Yelp, LinkedIn. There's a number of sites that you can use. There's also companies that you can buy lists based off what's called SIC codes. Every business is affiliated to an SIC code. So for us, we would buy a list of 5,000, 10,000, 20,000 companies pertaining to certain SIC codes, whether it's categories or specifically.
So give me an example of a company you can buy a list from.
One of the companies that we use that we like is called List Giant. They send us an Excel sheet of every SIC code that's out, which is thousands.
But in your industry?
No, general. They'll send you every...
So how do you sift through
We search via keywords that we're looking for. Say we're looking for a certain category that we want to target, like breweries or food and beverage.
Okay, so there's a search component where you can narrow it down.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
And then we say, okay, we want 5,000 or 10,000. They obviously have tiers, and they give us their email address. And then we enter them into the email sequence. So right now, as we are doing this interview, my email address is probably emailing a couple hundred people as we speak.
Yeah.
And the only people that are responding to me are the ones that are interested. So I don't have to waste my time on, is so-and-so interested? I'll know that that person is interested because there'll be an email in my inbox saying, hey, I saw your email. I'm interested. Let's talk.
That's awesome. Amazing. Thanks for all those secret tips on selling. Really
Don't
appreciate your time. Okay, we won't use this. Just kidding. My guest, Sean Connect, co-founder of Pride Bites. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Alex Worley, and this is Business Rockstars.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Biz Talk Radio.
¶¶